The West Coast vaulters are busy preparing to catapult themselves to glory at the 2025 FAE Vaulting World Championships in Stadelpora, Austria from July 30 to August. 3. The Coombs-based club's young horseback vaulters who have been honing their prowess for the world competition include Autumn Southorne, Bellicu Caleb, Selena Armenta, Annika Webb, Alyssa Gaudet and Emma Onert. The team's coach is Gabe Aniello and the Lunger coach is Jessica Benson Aniello. The ages of the vaulters range from 13 to 17 years old. They are the only team in all of Canada that qualified, which is quite a remarkable achievement, said Leanne Beaudry, one of the team parents. It is also quite special considering that the girls reside in such a small town. The West Coast Junior team earned their spot at the World event when they performed well at the 2024 CVI Langley and Future Champions competition. They also competed at an CVI event in Oregon, on top of their training, the team now trying to raise funds for their trip to Austria. Anyone wishing to donate to the team can go to their account on GoFundMe.com. Their goal is to raise $45,000. They will also hold a barn dance on June 21 that will feature line dancing, food trick, games, silent auction and a performance by the junior team. It will be held at the Coombs Fairground on 1014 Ford Road. Doors open at 6 p.m. and will be followed by a demo by the West Coast vaulters at 6:30 p.m. Leanne Beaudry said if vaulting were an Olympic sport, they would receive some government funding. Since it not yet an Olympic sport, families must come up with the funds, said Beaudry, who added they also offer corporate sponsorship packages. If anyone has questions regarding the club and team, you can email beaudryleanne@hotmail.com or call 604-655-5514. Prior to the Worlds, the West Coast team will head to Germany during the first week of July to train there with the horse they will be using for the competition. In vaulting, athletes perform gymnastics-type moves and poses atop a cantering horse, either individually or in groups of up to three performers.